Yesterday's Tanya, for the eighth of Kislev, ended with a question. The Alter Rebbe asks, how is it that the study of the details of the halachis, of prohibitions, of negative commandments, of things that we're not allowed to do, how does that produce a greater godliness than the love and fear of a neshama that is stimulated and produced by the study of Kabbalah in general, or the Seder Ishtalshalos, that brings a greater love and fear of God to the person? And today's Tanya for the ninth of Kislev, for Tes Kislev, the Alter Rebbe answers the question. Ach, egzeis hashove bakel. There's another virtue to the study of halacha that applies equally to all halachas, including also the halachas of the negative commandments, of the leisese. Ki chol dechilu rechimu sichlim shel hamalachim, and that is that all the fear and the love that comes from knowledge, from intellect, that the angels have, hein b'chinas nivroyim ayin liyesh, that love and that fear, they are all created beings, created substances, that are created out of nothingness. V'hein b'chinas nefesh ruach debiya, and they make up, or they constitute, the nefesh and the ruach of the world's b'riya yitzira asiyah. Aval prote halachis, but the details of the halachis, regardless of whether it's positive or negative mitzvahs, hein hamshochis chochme ilo da hamaitzel baruchu hamalubeshes begashmias. The love of the angel reflects and expresses a created condition. The created condition is love and fear, born out of intellect. All of those things are created beings. But the halacha of Torah, that's an expression of God himself as he is clothed in the physical. The halbosha zu eino ke halboshas chochme ilo b'dechilu rechimu sichlin. Now this clothing that God is clothed in the physical is different from the way God is clothed in the intellect and love and fear. The hosom halavushu mailim umaste legamer. Because there, in the love and the fear and the intellect, the garment in which the godliness is clothed conceals the godliness completely. Kehester vehelim ha'oret achumris legabi chochme ilo amalubeshes ba. Just as the physical mundane earth conceals the godliness that is clothed within it, the chachma ilo, the divine wisdom that is clothed in it, k'meshikos of kulam b'chachma asisa, as it says, you made them all with chachma, which means that there is chachma in all that God made, in the asiya, in the lowest level, in the creation of earth, there is chachma, divine wisdom, and yet the divine wisdom is concealed. V'haynu chetzeniyes de chetzeniyes hakelim de malchus de atzilus Sheba Asiyah. The external of the external, or the superficial of the superficial, of the Kalim of Malchus Da'atzilus is expressed in Asiyah. Shehi Mesuteres Legamri B'Ruach Nefesh Da'asiyah. And it is completely concealed and hidden in the Ruach and Nefesh of Asiyah. So the world of Asiyah, being a state of creation, conceals the godliness that is contained within it. V'chein b'briya, same is true also of the world of briya, he musteres legamri b'ruach nefesh. The godliness there is also completely concealed, or the chochme ilo is completely concealed in the ruach and nefesh of briya, which is a state of holiness, but a created state of holiness. Shehem b'chinas nivroyim behester v'helam habedim ha'nivra, and being that they are a created beings, it is the nature, the law of creation, that the creator is concealed and hidden from the creation. he'll go on to say that in the mitzvah, in the halacha, there is no concealment at all. So when we say that godliness, chachma ilah, is clothed in the physical mitzvah, it's not clothed in the sense of hidden and concealed. It's clothed in the sense that it can express itself even in the physical. The Hayyim Yain for the 9th of Kislev, the Rebbe writes, Yain Heledes es Admor HaEmtzoyi, it is the birthday of the Mittel Rebbe, who was born in Tovkuf Lamed Dalad, 1773, the Yain Histalkusei, and it's also the day of his passing away in the year Tovkuf Peches, 1827. So the 9th of Kislev is both the birthday and the yard site of the Mittel Rebbe, who became Kvedei, and the place where he is buried is in Nezhin. Tes Bekislev, Tovkuf Nun Dalad, on the 9th of Kislev in 1793, the Omar Rabbeinu Hazokin Maimer, the Alter Rebbe said a Maimer, V'hu Chelek Perek Nun Gimel, Misefer Shobeinanim Hatanya, and it is part of the 53rd chapter of the Sefer Shobeinanim, which is the Tanya, HaMedaber Al Dvar Bayis Rishon, where he discusses the first Beis HaMikdash. V'machrosoi, Omar Chassidus Eidapam, the next day he said Chassidus again, said another Maimer, Siyum Perek Hanal Ad Gmira, and the content of that Maimer was the conclusion of the Perek, the 53rd chapter of Tanya. Ki ha-maimorim Rosh Hashanah Tovkuf Nun, because the maimorim from Rosh Hashanah of 1789 until the 10th of Kislev of 1793 ad Yud Kislev Tovkuf Nun Dalid asher behem nichlalu l'kutei etzis mishanim ha-kedmes, in which there is contained and included words of advice from previous years, mehem nizdru nun gimel pirkei sefer shobeinanim. From those maimorim, from those teachings, they are the basis for the 53 chapters of sefer shobeinanim of the Tanya.